This is Church and State with Stephen Cox.
Well, 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 we meet yet again. Welcome back to Church and State, everybody. I am your host, Stephen Cox. You're listening to Magnifica Radio, where we are living our traditional Catholic faith. Thank you for tuning in. We have a fantastic show for you guys today. We have on Brian McCall, Dr. Brian McCall, from Oklahoma University's Law School. We're going to be talking to him for about a half hour. So the entire second half of our show today will be mostly dedicated to our topic, religious liberty and church-state relations. But the other big news this week was that Bishop Fillet, the Superior General of the Society of St. Pius X, met with Pope Francis for about a 40-minute interview, according to the Rory Chaley blog, who's been kind of hinting all week, if you've been following them on Twitter, that some big grand news is in store for traditionalists. And, everyone's kind of suspecting that that meeting will eventually lead to the recognition, so to speak, or regularization, quote-unquote, of the society by Pope Francis, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Next, Donald Trump. We haven't talked about politics in a while. My gosh, it's been about 3 or 4 episodes now. It's almost been a month and a half. But the Trump train is definitely slowing down. He had a big loss in Wisconsin this week, and some remarks about abortion. Even Hillary Clinton got in on the abortion debate, calling unborn children actually unborn children instead of fetuses and a clump of cells. So that was kind of interesting. We'll talk about politics, I hope, to an extent today. And then a lot of other things going on. Just so much to get to. But first, let's get to what's going on with the society. The reasons. Well, what's going on here? Why is the Pope possibly going to quote unquote recognize the society? And there's been a couple of theories out there, and let's just kind of run through the main ones. Well, one is that the Pope, he truly is a genuine modernist, and he literally wants everyone in this so-called Year of Mercy to be welcomed into the church as he sees it, and that he literally is aloof to what the society stands for. That, we know he's read, or at least it's been reported, that he's read the biography of the Archbishop by Bishop Tissier twice. When he was in Argentina, he had, some sort of sympathies, and he helped the government there recognize the society as a Catholic organization. And literally, perhaps he just simply wants, out of his obviously confused thinking, literally everyone to be part, again, as he sees it, of this conciliar church, and that he really doesn't know kind of what he's doing, because, well, again, he speaks about Pelagians, he speaks about people who are hard-nosed, and as Bishop Fillet admitted at the, I think it was at the press conference in Washington, D.C., that, the Pope seems to be condemning us when he's speaking. So why then does he want to extend this sort of olive branch? Why does he, why is he doing this? And perhaps he just doesn't really even know what he's getting into. I mean, it's a possibility. But of course, on the other hand, we can't deny the fact that, well, one, the failures of the talks, so to speak, between the society and Pope Benedict, and then the fact that Cardinal Bergoglio was the runner-up at the 2000 conclave where they elected Pope Benedict, and then basically he was handpicked. But many people wanted Archbishop Cardinal Bergoglio to be the Pope at the next conclave, and so maybe some are saying out there that hey, they brought in this guy to finish the job that Pope Benedict couldn't, and that they want him to kind of bring in the society. And that's what Michael Matt wrote about in his commentary on this. Michael Matt over at The Remnant, who's had some interesting thoughts on all this, and here's what he said. What's in this regularization for the Vatican? Right? He says, the old adage seems to sum up things quite nicely. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Michael Matt goes on to say, many of us are apprehensive over the prospect of the largest traditional Catholic priestly society in the world somehow being co-opted by a Vatican steeped in moral and theological turmoil. And he goes on to say, again, what's in this for the Vatican? And he goes on to suggest, well, the society surely knows about this. They know the sort of thoughts that it's going to bring about. Is the Pope laying a trap? Is he trying to divide and conquer the society, making no demands at all? The Pope, Michael Matt is arguing here. It is interesting. And obviously, the conclusion Matt says here is, look, pray for the society and maybe sometimes be careful what you wish for, because, it is something that's going on in the blogosphere right now, and it all comes down to what are the Pope's motives. And we can, I think, judge based on past statements, based on, prophecy. We have to tie into all this, I think, what was said by our mother at, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Good Success, Our Lady of Akita. It's been 100 years since Fatima in 2017. And this is the same Pope that's going to so-called celebrate and commemorate the Protestant Revolution in 1 year. And within 12 months of that, he's going to regularize his most ardent organized opposition. It's mind-boggling, and we had to pray for our leadership that they do the right thing, and so let's keep that in mind these coming days and weeks.